Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are tuned in to Faces of Success Radio.com. I am your host, Pearl J. We have a very exclusive interview coming on for you this evening. We have Joaquin Israel. We're going to be talking about his music career and more. We want you guys to stay tuned with us. We're going to go into a little bit of Bobby Blue Bland with Monday Morning Blues with Mississippi John, and we'll be right back with you.
I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning with the Monday morning blues. I couldn't hardly find. I couldn't hardly find. I couldn't hardly find my Monday morning dew. Monday morning blue. Monday morning blue. Monday morning blue. Searched all through my bones. Monday morning blue. Monday morning blues. When the morning blue made me leave my home, I've been laying in jail. I've been laying in jail. I've been laying in jail 6 long weeks today. But tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow morning gonna be my trial day. As a jury, Lord, as a jury. Well, as a jury, what might be my fine? Get up, pick your shovel. Get up, pick your shovel. Get up, pick your shovel. Let's go down in the mine. That's the only time. That's the only time. That's the only time. Ever felt like crying. Mr. Change a dollar. Please change a dollar. Won't you change a dollar? Give me a lucky dime. Just a change of dollar, give me a lucky dime. I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning with the Monday morning.
Right now, you are tuned in. You are tuned in to Faces of Success Radio.com, and I am your host, Pearl J. And we have a very special guest coming in this evening into the studio, Joaquin Israel. We are waiting for him just to get settled in. And so, in the meantime, we got a very special song we're going to play for you. And it's going to be by Fillmore Slim, Jody Is Always In My Business.
Oh, you can give it to me right.
Cause you blowing it.
Oh, no, no, no. I ain't got time to chase Jody away from my door.
Well, let him come on in then.
I'm gonna move on down the road. Get me another woman.
No, no.
Another happy home. You and Jody. Bye.
Bye, bye, Jody. Don't take it away from me, baby.
You can have her.
Oh, no, baby. Don't go.
All right, now. You just heard from Mr. Fillmore Slim. Jody is always in my business. We have Joaquin in the house. How are you this evening?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. I'm blessed, highly favored.
I am glad to hear that. So we want to jump right into your interview. I want to find out, you know, where did most of your influences come from for your music
career? Oh, I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. So, yeah, I grew up in Memphis. So it's a lot of my influence come from a lot of soul music. And a lot of gospel. One of my favorite groups is The Temptations. So The Temptations, David Ruffin, Al Green, you know, a lot of great artists such as, you know, Kirk Franklin in gospel, Yolanda Adams, Fred Hammond. You know, a lot of those were my influences, you know, Michael Jackson. So just a mixture of all the great, you know, positive, you know, meaningful artists. So.
Okay, and so do you play any type of instruments, and if so, what instrument do you play?
Yeah, I'm a singer, dancer, songwriter, and I also play the guitar. I love to play the guitar, and I'm learning how to get better on the piano. So, yeah, that's one of my things, the guitar right now. I love that thing.
So would you say you are from a musical or artistic family?
I wouldn't say that my family is musical, but I would say a couple of people can sing here and there. But, like, my mom, she's really not a singer. And, you know, my dad's side of the family, I had a chance to meet them, you know, a while back. We have a few musicians over there, but not many, you know, just me as far as like being serious with the music and, you know, taking it, you know, serious as far as like being a career, but not many people in my family. You know, I'm the only one that's pretty much taking it seriously.
How did you learn to sing, write, and to play?
Well, I was naturally gifted, you know, to be able to sing, you know, vocally, because that's my main thing, singing. I just began to watch a lot of entertainment movies growing up. You know, I have to give my mom credit, Katie. She would play she went to Blockbuster when they was in service a long time ago, and she bought the movie The Temptations. And when I heard David Ruffin's voice, he was singing at a New Year's I think it was a New Year's Eve party or something from Motown. And I was like, man, who is that? I was like, wow, I love his voice. And I was like, wow. And I just started singing. And I was like, you know, you make me want to shout in my head. And I was like, I love this. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So that's where the influence started at as far as like singing. Then I just got into, you know, listen to a lot of the great musicians from Memphis, B.B. King, you know, even Elvis Presley, you know, the way he danced, you know, some of his gospel music, I like it as well. So that's part of my influence growing up, just a lot of great artists, you know.
So Joaquin Yah Israel, what is the story behind your name?
Okay, yeah, it's interesting. Well, Joaquin derives from a Hebrew name. He was a 23-year-old king of Jerusalem. His name was Joachim. So that name, you know, derives from that terminology. And I know Joaquin, you know, is also a Spanish name in English. But my name, you know, it means to be lifted up by God, to be lifted up by Yahweh, or it means to raise up the people. And, you know, I identify with that name. And we all know, you know, for a lot of the believers, you know, Yahweh or, you know, Yeshua or Jesus, you know, or Jehovah, it just stands for, you know, holy or, you know, God. You know, in Israel just means holy land. So me and my faith and my foundation, you know, just being, you know, Christ-centered, you know, I decided to, you know, use a name that was meaningful. And it's something that just kind of came upon me. But the name means to raise up the people, you know, originally.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful. I love the name. Actually, I was wondering where it was from, but you have a great story behind it. So thank you for sharing that with the station and our listeners. How could you describe your music?
Well, my music, you know, is catered towards, you know, the people out there in the world that feel hopeless, the ones that feel lost, you know, the people that feel abandoned, you know, it's for the prostitutes, it's for the homeless community, it's for the foster kids, you know. My music is like a breath of fresh air. I call it spiritual soul music because the music that I've, you know, created over the years by working on my craft over the last decade, you know, and going into the man that I am, the music is catered towards those people, especially in the times that we're living in. It's catered towards not just the Christian community, but it's catered towards those people that's, you know, that are never going to church building. It's catered towards the people, you know, that says, you know what, I don't know about that. I don't know about this. I don't know about that religion. I don't know about that. But there is something about this, you know, that I can resonate with. And I believe, you know, my music be just that reminder of what's real, you know, and what's authentic and what's important. And that is, you know, the creator. That is, you know, God, you know. And I'm not a religious person. I think a lot of people get, you know, religion confused with relationship and faith. You know, I know we have a lot of different denominations in the world, and I'm that person, you know, that likes to create music to bridge the gap and to, you know, give people hope. You know, that person that's thinking about suicide, you know, Undefeated come on the radio and they like, whoa, 18 foster home suicide and all that. How did he get through all that? You know, so my music is a healing mechanism for those who are in that situation.
Well, that is beautiful. And I want to talk about what musician do you admire the most and why?
That would be a hard one. I would give you three that, you know, because it's a hard question, but I will choose one. So I would say Kirk Franklin, because, you know, when I was in foster care, Kirk Franklin, when I was 15, I think the song Imagine Me came on. And I was like, wow, you know, imagine me. I was like, wow, this really helped me get through. And as I listened to a lot of his music, it just helped me get through the hard times. You know, that's why my music is for the hard times, for the struggle. So another person, you know, I would have to say, let's see. Of course, you know, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is one of my favorites. You know, I love to listen to his music because it was all about love. It was all about helping the world and healing the world. And I believe, you know, he's one of my greatest influences. And David Ruffin, like I said, I'm from Memphis, country boy, very southern. You know, I love that soul music, the real music that has content and meaning behind it. So I would have to choose Michael out of all of those, you know.
That's wonderful. And I want to know, what is one message that you would like to give to your fans?
To everybody out there, I would just say continue to focus on, you know, what your purpose and your vision is and why God sent you to this earth. Continue to go through the process of what you're going through, because, you know, you got to go through the refining fire and you got to go through the process. You have to be isolated so that, you know, God can deal with you in whatever situation that you're in, you know. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, you know, plans to give you hope in the future. And, you know, being able to go through the process and understanding that, you know, you were created for a purpose. You were created to be greater than where you are or what people think you are or want you to be. And just being able to connect yourself to the people that are doing what you are striving to do, whether that's music, whether it's art, whether that's writing, whether that's motivational speaking, whether it's making a YouTube channel. You know, you can be the, you can only be the best version of you. You can have a twin sister or brother, you know, look just alike, but you are as unique as your DNA on your fingertip. So, you know, just strive to be the best you can be and, you know, go through the process. Don't run from it, because it makes it that much greater when you can go through that and overcome. It makes you undefeated.
Okay. Do you experience stress before going on stage?
I get a little nervous, but the fans don't know, you know, because I've been doing it, you know, for a while. But I do. I believe every artist get a little nervous. I don't care, you know, how if you're an up-and-coming artist or if you're established, you know, it's always going to be a few butterflies in your stomach. But me, you know, even, you know, during my days of just playing football and basketball, when it counts, you know, I step up. You know, under pressure, it's something that I love. You know, I don't know. I just go into a zone, and, you know, I just zone out and give the people what they need, music.
And tell me about your best performance.
Oh, yeah. My best performance was in Memphis at the I think it was the Winter Fest Festival, 2015. I came out with my first EP, and it was called Never Give Up. And it was when I was finishing college at that time. But it was a show that I did. They invited me out, and my family and a few friends came out, a couple of people from the city, and they were all, you know, they knew all the lyrics. You know, they were singing the song, you know. It wasn't the biggest crowd, but it meant a lot to me, and it showed me, you know, how my music, you know, touches people. It was a great show because of the love that I got, you know, in my own city, and I just wanted to continue to grow, you know, and get allow people to get to know who I am and stuff. So that was one of the best shows, because people coming up to me after was like, man, you really touched me, like, you blessed me, man. Don't ever stop.
Oh, wow, that is so wonderful. So what inspired you? You know, I know you talked about, you know, people that are going through, you know, everyday, you know, life situations, I guess, COVID, you know, being homeless mm-hmm. or whatever. But basically, what is the what inspired you to really, truly write Undefeated?
Well, Undefeated, I'll just be transparent. In 2013, I was going through a transitional stage in my life, and it was like, you know, almost right after high school, but I became homeless, you know, and, you know, I was homeless in Memphis, in my own hometown. You know, I won't speak too much on the family situation, but it was just hard for us at that time, and you know, I felt defeated. I felt hopeless. I was depressed growing up. You know, I didn't grow up with my parents actively involved in my life. So I didn't grow up with my mother and father. So basically all the things that had accumulated over my life, you know, and the things that I had done, like music and, you know, sports and football. And I'm like, man, I'm gonna be great at something. Something's got to give. And I'm just like, I don't care if I don't have support or whatever. Something's got to give. And when I became homeless, it just felt like that motivation left me. And I cried out to God, and I just said, man, I ain't expected to be homeless or, you know, going through this situation. And, you know, I started praying, and I went to this church, you know, to my church in my hometown. And shout out to Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, you know, Pastor Reverend Lee. I prayed, and I asked God. They didn't know what I was going through, but I asked God, you know, just to comfort me and to bless me. And I said, Lord, you know, help me, you know, be great for you, be successful, and get me out of this situation. And when I walked out the church, I was still on the streets, and it just hit me. I just cried. I was crying. I said,
I'm undefeated, I'm undefeated.
And then I was just like,
I'm undefeated, I'm undefeated.
You know, and I was like, wow, that's lit. So I was like, let me go, you know, I got to go write this. So I started writing, you know, it was 2013, I started writing. I started at the bottom, now I'm at the top. So I was basically telling what I was actually going through. So that's where the motivation started, as far as like the initiation of how the song began. And in 2015, I was living in Arkansas, and I went to this little home studio that my boy had at the time. And I was like, man, I got to finish writing this song, man. It's like something in my spirit, and God won't let me rest on it. Finished writing the song a year and a half later in the studio that day. So that's how the song started. And we finished out the song in the studio, and I just connected with some better musicians, and you know, probably like a year and a half ago, and then like we just redid the whole song, and it sounds even greater. So like that's how it came about. So
that is such a beautiful story. And you're listening to Faces of Success Radio.com. We have Joaquin Israel in the studio with us this evening. This is an exclusive interview. We have that song, Undefeated, in the studio. We're going to go to it right now. Check it out. Don't change that job.
And do it to the end.
But now I'm at the top. I've made it through my struggles. Boy, you know I'm about to pop. Most people said I wouldn't make it. I'm resilient and I know you hate it. Now shout out to my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. I love all my fans, y'all my family. They encourage me to live my dream. AC foster home that never killed my dream. Now it was hard growing up. Somehow I stay focused and I chase the dream. So many times I felt like giving up. But with God I can do all things. This song is for the struggle. This song is for your troubles. This song is for the fans who think they have no chance. I'm just here to tell you I'm undefeated. Going through some pain.
faces. No one can get away from that. We overcome through the blood of the Lamb. Through great faith in Yeshua. All the soldiers of the line of Judah, rise up. We're more than conquerors. Stay undefeated.
All right, now you just heard Undefeated by Joaquin Yah-Israel. Joaquin, that was off the hook. I really like that a lot. So please share with the listeners, where can they buy the song?
Right now, hey, thank you. Right now, they can listen to the song for free on SoundCloud. They can't download it, but for free. On SoundCloud, it's just got to type in my name and Joaquin Yah-Israel. That's Joaquin Yah-Israel. And they can download it for 99 cents on iTunes, all digital downloads, Spotify. As an independent artist, I'm about to renew the contract on there, and I'm about to re-upload it as I continue to promote and market the single. The single is off of my upcoming EP album. It's called Listen to My Heart. So the people can go on my Facebook and my Instagram page and follow me there for more inspirational videos. Undefeated stands for unnoticed, never ending, determined every day, forever, evermore, appointed to endure destruction. So no matter what we're going through personally, whether people see it or not, rich, poor, whatever, we're undefeated. You know, the things that we go through is, you know, so that's where they can find me, undefeated.
Well, that is such a beautiful, 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 beautiful song, and I really enjoyed it. I'm going to be sure, make sure that we're able to put that in a rotation, you know, Faces of Success Radio. That song is definitely, you know, a winner all the way around the clock. So, I mean, around the board. And I want to see if you'd like to give some shout outs, you know, while you're in the studio. Would you love to give some shout outs to anybody?
Yeah. Let me give a shout out to my PR company, PR Beverly Hills. We have a upcoming show for the post Grammys red carpet event, March 11th. I will be performing Joaquin Yah-Israel along with some other great talent that we have on the roster. I'd like to give a shout out to all my supporters, my day ones, the people that's trusted, the God that's in me, my mama Abdullah, Brittany, beautiful bride, everybody, you know, Jennifer Israel, my mom, Katie, Mama Abdullah, Dr. Owens, Misty, Dwayne Baskin. Shout out to all my Instagram followers, Facebook followers, and mainly my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. that's it. Everybody.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I'm your host, Pearl J, and anytime you got something coming up, please, you know, contact your publicist, have them hit us up, and we'll put it in rotation for you, and you enjoy the rest of your evening, and thank you for being a guest once again.
Yeah.
If you'd like, you can give everybody your website information.
Yes. Right now, I'm rebuilding my own personal website with my team because somebody hacked it. But you guys, if y'all want to get in touch with me, donate to what I'm doing, you all can most definitely go, like I said, on my Facebook and my Instagram page. I have 70% control over it right now, and we will respond to you. You can DM, message me. I have all the info that you need as far as like KMR LLC, my production company, if you want to donate, just help out with the ministry and what God is doing with me in the Undefeated. So Instagram, Facebook, message me. I'll DM you my email, message you, and I have my people get back to you. So that's the best way to reach me right now. Also, Wet PR, you know, we're online, you know, so write it, edit it, tell it, you know, get in contact with them. You guys can reach me in that way as well. So I thank y'all for having me. Don't forget, March 11th, red carpet event at the L.A. Broadway Theater in Los Angeles is going down. Come out. Check it out.
All right. Well, thank you again. And next we got coming up, we got Glenn Coutinho coming on Faces of Success. We're going to be talking about real estate and more. So stay tuned with us. We'll be right back with you. Thank you, Joaquin. Have a beautiful evening.
All right. Bless her. And do it to the end.
Started at the bottom, but now I'm at the top. I've made it through my struggles, but you know I'm about to pop. Most people said I wouldn't make it. I'm resilient and I know you hate it. Now shout out to my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. I love all my fans, y'all my family. They encourage me to live my dream.
I'm AC foster homes that never kill my dream.
Now we growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, drug dealers, plenty killers, it's the life I seen. Somehow I stay focused and I chase this dream. So many times I felt like giving up,
but with God I can do all things.
This song is for the struggle, this song is for your trouble, this song is for the fans who think they have no chance.
I'm just here to tell you, I'm undefeated.
All right. Okay, you just heard from Joaquin Israel, Undefeated. I could just hear that song one day being like playing into some type of, you know, soundtrack, you know, some boxing movie or something. I mean, it just seemed like that. It just has that type of feel, you know, a Rocky theme song or something. But I really enjoyed that. And next, we got Glenn Cathino in the house. So how are you doing? And welcome to Faces of Success Radio.
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. So let's get into your real estate. So tell us all about how you got started.
Okay, well, I'm in LA. My office is in Beverly Hills. I've been in real estate 40 years. I'm 57. I started when I was 17, a long time. I'm Australian, as you can tell. Can you tell the accent?
Yeah.
And I moved over to America 2 years ago because I've got a wife and five children and two boys that want to be music stars, so a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old boy, Mason and Jules, who are just about to release a single and an album. So we came over here a couple of years ago and opened, while they're launching their music career, I opened a real estate office about 2 years ago with my daughter, Brooke, and another partner, Alex and Deanna. We started with four of us 2 years ago. We now have about 75 agents working for us, so it's grown fast.
Wow. So, you know, your real estate business has reached some very, very high levels of success. Can you share with our audience, you know, the steps you took in achieving those goals?
Yeah, sure. Well, one of the reasons that we've done really well in Beverly Hills, it's a very competitive market, is Harcourt's. We auction a lot of houses, so we're one of the only companies in LA that auction real estate. So we auction a lot of homes. We auction, well, the company did over 1,000 last year, so that's unique. We auction houses. The second one is that we are the only branded agency in town, so we're all in blue ties and blue scarves, and we all have Harcourts on the side of our cars. So we have about 60 cars on the road with Harcourts Real Estate printed on the side of the car. And then we are fanatical lovers of our customers, so we spoil our clients with birthday presents and wedding anniversary flowers and presents for their children and presents when they're pregnant, presents when they're divorced. We really look after them.
Oh, wow. So Harcourt, how did that name come about?
It's been around since 1888. It's started in New Zealand, Australia, and now it's in 12 countries. Been in the USA for about 10 years now, and we have 40 plus offices across America.
Oh, wow. And so if a person was interested in, you know, buying or selling, would they contact you directly, or how would they go about that?
Yeah, call me anytime, 424-278-5009. That's 424-278-5009. Phone's always on, and I can look after them.
And so what are some of the benefits compared to other competitors that are, you know, that Harcourts in Beverly Hills have to offer that would make a person, you know, go, man, I want to work, I want to choose Harcourts. Sell yourself to me right now.
Sure. I'm Australian. I'm a nice bloke. I'm the nicest bloke you're going to meet in Beverly Hills. Always smiling. We have 1,000 offices around the world in 12 countries. Most of our houses sell in 4 weeks, non-contingent, under auction. So our days on market is less than 35 days, roughly. So if you list your house with us, we sell it, and we generally sell it above the price because it's an auction. We're local. We're very friendly. And we love real estate. I've been doing it 40 years.
Okay, and so what about families that aren't living in Beverly Hills? How do you guys cater to
all over California. We have 40 offices down to Orange County. We can go to Malibu. We've got offices in La Cunada. We do business in Maine. We do business in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You tell me, I'll be there.
And
I'll even go to Alaska.
Yeah. And my question is, what I'm trying to ask then is, like, do you have different, like, programs that you offer through our courts, you know, maybe, like, for, you know, different, you know, budgets, lifestyle, lower incomes,
yep.
you know, stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
we just sold a house. We just sold a property for a really good client of ours for about $500,000, and we just did another one for $10 million. So we're not fussy. We'll deal with anyone that needs help. We will help them anywhere in America.
All right. And so what about financing? Do you guys have your own financing, or how does that
go? We have Harcourt's Lending. It's just opened up, which is growing really fast. So you can come in, get a cup of coffee, buy a house, get your loan, go home.
Okay. And so if someone was interested in purchasing, can you give them the website information that they would go to?
If they type in HarcourtsUSA.com, that will come straight to our website, and there'll be thousands of agents and houses and people that can help them out. Or drive down to Beverly Hills and come and see me for a cup of coffee.
All right. So let's talk about your sons. Is that correct, Mason
yep.
and Julius?
I'm just about to go into a concert, surely, that they're doing tonight. Mason is 16 and Jules is 14. They just released their second single in L.A., and they're about to put out an album in about 4 weeks' time. They're blowing up all over the place. So they've got the big future ahead of them.
Oh, man. I would like to bring them on and do an separate exclusive interview just on your boys. Specifically talk about just their music and their career and how it's going. And I would like to bring them on. Since I had you on, I'd like to bring them on, like, real soon, if that can be arranged. I will speak with your Cassandra about that.
Yeah, sure. No problems at all.
Get that arranged.
Yeah, they're 14 and 16. They write, produce, piano, guitar, do all their own lyrics. They're fully self-contained. So, they came to America to make it big, and I was hoping they would fail so they come and work in dad in real estate, but looks like they're going to make it.
Oh, man, that's a blessing. So about real estate, is there anything you want the listeners to know, you know, about the company that we haven't discussed already this evening?
No, I think the most important thing is that, you know, we're an international company. My daughter has been in the business with me for 7 years. My partner, Alex and Diana, refurnish and furbish houses and renovate them for people. We clean houses. We do everything for our customers, and it's a very hands-on, the owners of the business are in the business, and, give us a call. We get fantastic results for people. We've sold houses for people that have been trying to sell for 2-3 years, and we sell it in 4 weeks. So, you know, we're here to help.
Okay. Well, again, can you please share your website information for anybody that is interested in purchasing?
Yep. So you can get us on Harcourts USA. You can get me on my Instagram, which is just my name, Glenn Cortino. There's only one of me. So you can find me on Instagram, or you can call me on my cell phone, 424-278-5009, and here to help you. And thank you again to Cassandra from Wet PR for arranging the interview. And anytime you need me, give me a call.
Well, thank you so much, Glenn, for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio, and we look forward to doing business with you, hopefully, and when I am in Beverly Hills, which will be soon, I'm going to look you up and come and check you guys out, and so I hope that we can sit down and have lunch and discuss some of your properties. And once again, I want to thank you for being a guest, and I will definitely be arranging those interviews for your boys on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Okay, you're the best. Thank you very much. Come and see me. I'll teach you how to say g'day, mate.
All right. Okay, you
All
have
right.
a good night. All
Bye.
Right. Okay,
Bye.
You
Bye.
Guys just heard. Bye now. You guys just heard from Glenn Cortino in the Faces of Success Radio. We're going to play a little bit from Tupac, Dear Mama. right now.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. So back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
And dear mama,
fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coke. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with mix on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuck when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label. Yeah. Alright.
We saw the stars.
All right. You just heard from Biggie Smalls, and you're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio, and we had two wonderful interviews on this evening. We had Joaquin Yah Israel, and you had heard his song. Oh, my God. It was just so off the hook. You guys have to go. Have to go get that song if you haven't gotten it already. His new release was really, you know, just one of those songs, like I said, that kind of just grabs you and makes you wanna give up and shout and thank the Lord, you know, that you are undefeated, you know, and that you aren't going through, you know, some of the things that this crazy world just keeps on wanting to take us through. And so to be able to wake up and just know that you are undefeated and you have, you know, made it through all of the things that life tries to take you through is a great inspiration. And so just having that song to play in the studio is a great thing. And so we want to definitely thank Joaquin again for being a guest on Faces of Success. We also want to thank Glenn Coutinho for coming on and sharing some of his business about his real estate company and the things that he has done over the years. And we're going to be bringing his son Mason and Jules on. They're 16 years and 14 years of age talking about their music careers and what they're doing. And so we got a lot of stuff happening right here on Faces of Success Radio. So you guys just want to always stay in touch. The clock on the wall says I got to go. So thank you guys for listening, and thank you for always being faithful, you know, followers on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.